From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has been undergoing another day of Senate questioning. The issue of abortion was raised, though the judge largely dodged the question, refusing to comment since she said she can't look at the issue in the abstract. Sotomayor also again was asked the question about her wise Latina remarks, in which during a speech she said a Latina woman might issue a better ruling than a white man without similar life experience.
I stand by the words. It fell flat. And I understand that some people have understood them in a way that I never intended. And I would hope that in the context of the speech that they would be understood.
Sotomayor said her comments were designed to encourage young people. On the abortion issue, she says she was never asked for her opinion on the matter by President Obama before he nominated her. A Senate committee has cast the first key vote aimed at moving President Obama's plan to overhaul the nation's health care system forward. The 13-10 vote, mostly along party lines, would expand health insurance coverage to nearly all Americans, advancing a $600 billion 10-year initiative requiring individuals to obtain health insurance and employers to contribute to the cost. Mr. Obama praised the effort so far at moving the health care initiative forward and said the time is of the essence in coming up with a final package.
Over the last decade, health insurance premiums have risen 3 times faster than wages. Deductibles and out-of-pocket costs are skyrocketing. And every single day we wait to act, thousands of Americans lose their insurance.
Senate Health Committee bill also calls for the government to provide financial assistance with premiums for individuals and families making up to 4 times the federal poverty level, around $88,000 a year. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, still nursing a broken elbow, gave a wide-ranging foreign policy speech today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton called Iran's actions in the wake of elections deplorable and unacceptable and said she and President Obama have no illusions about their hopes to engage Iran diplomatically.
But we also understand the importance of offering to engage Iran and giving its leaders a clear choice, whether to join the international community as a responsible member or to continue down a path to further isolation.
She made clear that this offer won't be on the table indefinitely. Clinton told the Council on Foreign Relations that while Iran has the right to civil nuclear power, in her words, it does not have the right to a nuclear military capacity. She added the Obama administration is determined to prevent that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, a strong rally sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 256 points to close at 86.16. That was a gain of more than 3%. The Nasdaq ended the day up 63 points. The S&P 500 gained 26 points. This is NPR. Authorities in Iraq are reporting a couple of deadly bombings they say killed a total of 11 people and left dozens of others injured. Officials say one of the blasts occurred in Baghdad's Sadr city region when a bomb concealed in a plastic bag exploded near a funeral for the wife of a Shiite tribal leader. 5 people were killed, nearly 2 dozen others were hurt. Earlier in Anbar province, a suicide bomber struck a security checkpoint, killing 5 civilians and 1 officer and wounding 19 others. French Parliament voted today to let shops in tourist areas open on Sundays in an attempt to boost spending and create jobs. But there's tough opposition to the law in a country that has always taken Sunday off. Elder Beardsley reports from Paris.
Under the law, shops in certain zones of France's 3 largest metropolitan areas, Paris, Marseille, and Lille, would be permitted to open on Sundays. But French President Nicolas Sarkozy had to water down the legislation after criticism from opposition politicians and unions who feared it would deprive people of their day of rest. The French public remains divided, with polls showing people are torn between convenient shopping and respect for the common spiritual and cultural break. The bill is expected to pass the Senate soon, but employees working on Sundays must be recruited voluntarily and will be paid double their usual rate. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts must be beginning to wonder whether their mission will ever get off the ground. The astronauts have boarded the shuttle at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for what will be launch attempt number 6, aimed at getting the crew and their cargo bound for the International Space Station. The shuttle is set to lift off just after 6 p.m. Eastern Time, with forecasters say the weather is starting to improve. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.